More With Mo. My name is Mo Reese. More With Mo is brought to you by the fine people at JulieLand.com. Today, as always, I'm joined by the man that hopes his insurance covers this doctor's visit, Mr. Richard Avery.
Good morning, sir.
How are you, sir?
I'm fantastic.
Just, how are you feeling today?
I'm in a lot of pain.
A lot of pain.
But that's every day.
Well, I brought a doctor in today.
Okay.
But I'm quite positive he can't help you out with this.
Okay.
Today, our guest is Dr. Rob Light.
Hello.
Hello, doctor.
How are you today?
Good, good, good. So we brought you in. What are you a doctor of?
I'm a doctor in exactly the same way Hunter S. Thompson was a doctor.
Okay.
And look where he is today.
He's dead.
I bought my doctorate online.
Yes.
For no apparent reason.
Yeah.
And that's what I use.
Can I be Dr. Average?
You can. You could be the average doctor.
I could be Dr. Mo, the most average doctor ever.
What are you a doctor of?
It's a doctor of journalism.
Oh, okay.
Of journalism.
Of journalism.
What kind of journalism?
I don't know.
National Geographic?
It was $15.
Oh. Wow. You couldn't have come up with a better one then?
I don't know. That's what they offered.
Oh, I think I need to do this. I'd be like,
can I call you Dr. Rob?
Yes, you can.
Or Dr. Light.
Dr. Light.
Tell you what, I'm also
a saint, too.
This is
oh my God.
That was an additional $5.
This is the second doctor we've had on the show.
This is the second doctor, although Dr. Chantel would have a little bit of an issue with it.
Exactly. She'd be like,
I spent a lot of money on
I think
my
she spent
doctor.
More than $15 on hers.
Exactly. So, besides being a doctor, I'm going to go so far as to, you're a huge geek.
Oh, huge.
You
Extremely.
Are.
Extremely.
You are one step away from being a guest star on The Big Bang Theory.
You know, I find that show to be offensive and racist to my kind.
Oh.
Wow. Shit just may have gotten, in fact, real.
I know.
I like uncomfortable moments.
Uncomfortable. Okay, so what kind of...
So, my first question, I have a question. What makes a nerd a nerd?
I was going geek, but tell
geek,
me.
Geek, nerd, wherever.
Honestly, I have no idea. I mean, for pure simple, I grew up loving comic books.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I was a kid, it was something that just, you know, I just gravitated towards. And as I grew up, I worked in comic book stores. I, you know, worked in game shops and just kind of, you know, fell in love with geek culture. It was, you know, the people who I associated with, you know, people who I could have conversations with, you know, the Mensa types, and but also the not so Mensa types because they're kind of stuck up assholes.
I was gonna say because you're friends with my girlfriend Alex Chance,
so not Mensa.
And usually whenever she says something excessively genius, I yell out Mensa. And then she looks at me and yells,
"What's that?"
So we have geek culture. What you mentioned gaming, you mentioned. So what would you put under the umbrella of geek culture?
Honestly, I think it's anything that you're just overly passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but a lot of pop culture comes into that. A lot of, I mean, I'm a science nerd too. Let's see, gaming. Video gaming, tabletop gaming.
So it's like a lot of just pop. What is pop culture in a sense, which is right these days, which is, you know, film, movies, TV, you know, music. What like almost just like.
Well, and it's funny because nowadays pop culture is actually kind of, you know, emulating geek culture. You know, a lot of the things that, you know, was an exclusive realm of, you know, the kids who got stuffed in their lockers at school in the past is now, you know, blockbuster films and TV shows.
Right.
And, you know, it's become pop culture. So it's hard to say, you know, whether it's pop culture or whether or not geek culture has become pop culture.
I think it's the geek culture has taken over.
Yeah, I mean, very much.
I'm trying to think, what is popular in culture today that is not geek?
Yeah. Look at...
really?
Well, I mean, look everything. At TV. I mean, you know, some of the highest rated shows are comic book shows right
and
now.
The movies.
Yeah. You know, blockbuster movies that are comic book movies. That's basically what's taking over. Video game movies. One of the biggest things at this year at Comic-Con was the Warcraft movie that's coming out next year. So
now I've heard of the. It's a video game.
Yes.
And I know my. I was actually watching my niece when we went up home. I was watching my niece. She was watching YouTube videos of people playing Minecraft, and I was like, I look at my aunt and uncle. I'm like, what the hell are they? You know, because she was over there, and she's like, yeah, she's watching YouTube videos about Minecraft. I'm like, okay, I've heard about the game. Why is she watching somebody else play a video game? And they were like, I don't know. And she explained to me so she could do stuff on there. And she like drifted off halfway through. Like it was too much to even explain to me. Like I was so far below her that I didn't even understand this concept. Well, she went back and played Minecraft.
What I'm amazed at now when it comes, especially gaming, is this crazy world of, in a sense, professional gaming. These massive events at the Staples Center and this and around the world. And now I just saw that story about a couple colleges are offering degrees in gaming and they're having, I get it and it's about making money and at the end of the day, everything is about the dollar, but it's like, I just think they're just going, when you're 40 or 50 years old, you know, like, is that your life? Like, hey, I was really good at mine, whatever.
Craft.
You know? Well, no, I was really good at Call of Duty. Like, really, great.
Hey,
congratulations,
I suck at Call of Duty.
I know.
But some of those pro gamers are making enough money that by the time they're 40 or 50, they're not going to have to worry about what they used to
do.
That's
true. So if we go through, if you can make money off the gaming, you can make money off all these things, but they're finding the way of making money off of, sorry, it's not necessarily we're not making the money necessarily now just off of, say, Minecraft. Just using that as an example, because I see the toys, I see all the stuff, and that's what comes into the culture.
Yes.
Now, you have something on your t-shirt here. What is on, it's a squid with a skull on it.
It's the Hydra symbol.
There you go. Yeah. Exactly. But you're wearing this, you have just camo shorts on, but you have a tattoo.
I have my Star Wars tattoos.
You have Star Wars tattoos, you have... It's Avengers, right?
Yes.
So you have this on your body right now, and it has absolutely nothing to do with the original product. People made Star Wars to go to a movie.
Yep.
And that was it. It was just going to be a movie. People made a comic book. Nobody at some point in time when they created this idea of Hydra for the comic book would expect that you'd be sitting here wearing this t-shirt with that logo on it that you and I would be talking about that.
No, and the way, especially like with that, you know, it was created in the 1960s among... you know, a group of kids who were, or a group of people who were writing stuff back then, you know.
Exactly.
Who basically, you know, their audience was a bunch of kids. No one was expecting the merchandising and all that.
Exactly.
That eventually became of it.
So with merchandising, you were telling me about this site, and I'd seen a different one. You were telling me about this thing called nerdblock.com.
Yes.
What is that?
It's a monthly subscription service, and you get, you know, a box of random stuff every month. Usually there's a theme to it, like just got mine today, and for this month I don't remember what the theme was that they were going with it, but you know, it had like a my wife's a huge Buffy the Vampire Slayer fan, and in there was a Buffy the Vampire Slayer, like it wasn't a Funko Pop, but it was similar to, they also do the Funko Pop figures usually every other month.
Sure.
There was a t-shirt with the Cobra symbol from G.I. Joe, but mixing it
nice.
With the Cobra Kai from Karate Kid. So it had the Cobra logo and it said, "Sweep the leg, you fools."
See, now it's just like mashups.
Oh, they do that. Like, what was it? Last month's shirt that they gave with that one was Optimus Prime doing the pose from the cover of Tron, and it had the Tron font saying Prime underneath.
See?
They do stuff, yeah, do stuff
it's
like that.
It's fun stuff. Now, is it, you know, it's TV shows, it's movies, it's
comic books, video games, all sorts of stuff they do in that. They have ones that are also specially geared towards video games. They have ones that are geared towards horror fans.
I'm going through, because I'm looking at the site right now, and none of us work actually for this company. This
no.
is just fun. Because the reason why this conversation got brought up is because you were talking about it, and then I found another site that was doing something along the same type of thing, where it's more of a like a grab bag
yes.
of stuff that you don't know what you're receiving. You get the idea, the gist of the idea of what you're getting. I was looking at a site that was called that's called Comic Bento, and because Comic-Con just happened, now that's all you hear about. That's all
yeah.
we heard
oh,
about
yeah.
for the past 3 weeks. And it gets you excited, especially if you have any sort of little bit of geek in you. That little bit of a fire, suddenly Comic-Con comes in. They go like, oh, and it's a huge fire. You want to go out and buy everything. I wanted to. I was offering porn to get a T-shirt that it had a specific Batman logo on it. And I offered, and Alex actually went so far as to find have a fan of hers looking around for the T-shirt. Come to find out, it was one website giving out as it's one of their promo things.
Oh.
And it was, but I was like, I will send you free porn to give me this. Because you get into that. But I saw this comic bento. And it's the same thing where it's like a grab box and every month they send you, in this case, it's just graphic novels.
Yeah.
With you obviously subscribe to this product. With the other where you receive, you know, figures, we receive. What do you do with all that stuff?
You know, a lot of most of it we use as display stuff in the house.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, my walls are pretty much covered with shelves with nothing but, you know, figures and toys and just random assorted collectibles that just, you know, cover the entire house.
All I can think about is like, my house looks like my bedroom when I was 12. It hasn't changed.
Actually,
the only thing missing is
he has a lot more stuff.
I was just gonna say the only thing missing is that poster of Farrah Fawcett.
Like, that's not missing. That's right above the bed.
You know, what I love about this is because obviously there's a huge following for this type of thing. And I got into it. I was one step away from doing the comic bento. But what I looked even further down and what I loved is they're taking it, and I'm assuming other places do it, the next step. They're actually having people unbox
yeah.
the stuff live yeah. and do video on YouTube of them or Vine or whatever of them showing what. So now you have... I'm assuming within this little world, the own little celebrities of the people who advertise their product. Hey, come and watch my video of me unwrapping the stuff that I got from this, and there'll be fans of the people that are you
yeah,
know,
well,
watching
you have,
that.
Especially, you have a lot of the cosplayers do that,
yeah.
and some of the people, some of the like adult cosplayers are doing it now. There's like a bunch of girls I know for this cosplay Deviants thing, who they you know use they use the nerd block things. They unbox, and that's also like. A while you're at it, subscribe
yeah.
to our site, you know, use my code, etc. And, you know, it's become a promotional tool for them as well. It's, you know, people want their, you know, people like having curated, you know, selections of things sent to them.
Now, especially now we have, you know, obviously if you go in the superhero vein, most, pretty much every female superhero you have is scantily clad, big boobs, great body, that whole thing. So now when you have a porn chick, who can dress like that character. And you have the adult geeks that are like, hey, I want to see you completely naked. You know, it does. It's a great marketing tool because the superhero side of things, while they may not like the porn aspect of it, they love that there's more people buying more stuff because this hot girl who just happens to be in porn is shilling their stuff.
You know, it's actually funny. I think that... you'd be surprised at how many of the companies actually are okay with it. You have a lot of those art, especially a lot of those artists who, you know, a lot of their background is in erotic art, and a lot of times they're big fans of porn.
Mm-hmm.
I can think of a few off the top of my head who they absolutely love it. That to them, it's the best thing. Disney's probably not a big fan of it because of owning Marvel, but you know, a lot of the artists themselves and a lot of the creators themselves are kind of, you know, like, you brought my fantasy to life.
Yeah.
This is what we created.
But also, too, I would think that these artists, I mean, come on, you're going to sit and draw all day or create all day. They need some sort of release. So I'm sure they're like looking at porn channel in between.
Yeah,
pages, and kind of just going like, so of course they're gonna like. I mean, they're gonna like porn.
Well, I know a couple of them who have even mentioned using porn as reference for, you know, body work and such. You know, when they're looking for somebody of particular body type that you're not necessarily gonna find in the, you know, normal world.
Sure.
But they can look there and say, okay, you know, this is, you know, these are the proportions we're looking for.
Well, I highly recommend them checking out julieland.com.
Have you seen this thing I just saw? We had the writer here, Daniel Knopf. I don't know who he is. He created the TV show Carnival.
Okay.
His son has a company, a part owner of a company. I just saw him tweet about that they take your script or whatever written piece you have and they turn it into a comic book for you. I thought was pretty cool.
We have that too. It's called custom porn.
I know.
I mean,
but again, now it's like custom comics.
Yeah,
like,
you can do custom everything.
I laughed. I thought it was such a great idea, and I thought the quality is pretty good. And I was just all like, man, I need to write something just stupid and like see them turn it into a comic book. I just thought like that would be really kind of fun to do.
So, what are your thoughts on the the hot thing? And it's been going on for a while now, though. Is the porn parody of comic books? Superhero specifically, is that, do you think it's a market? Do you think it's something that you like? Or?
It's definitely a market. I mean, it's a huge market. I'm a fan of it. I mean, personally, I think it probably should have been done about 10 years ago. You know, at the same point, it's, you know.
Yeah.
But
maybe 20 years ago, Ron Jeremy could have been Superman.
Oh, 30 years ago, Ron Jeremy could have been Superman. Okay, sorry, 30. Ron, you know we love you.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
A triple X parody. Ralph Long will be directing that. It will happen. I will text him and let
just
him know that we're making that.
Nina Hartley could have been Lois Lane.
Oh, that's not bad. That's not bad. So now, actually, if we take this to go all the way back around to the beginning of your nerd box, what if suddenly somebody took and made action figures of the porn version of the superhero? So you have the parody version of, you know, Catwoman, which was Tori Black, I think, did it once.
I,
you know,
so.
I mean, you have, Lexi Bell did Batgirl. I mean, you have all sorts of, you know, Cleo Valentine just did Harley Quinn. So now you could have your action figures, or not necessarily, I guess it's the figures, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Could show up in your box. Would you want a porn version of your favorite character?
Why not? I mean, especially if you're a fan, especially if you're a fan of the character and a fan of the performer, you know, it definitely works out. I mean, there's been porn action figures in the past, and those sold rather
That's
well.
That's true.
I still have a Jenna figure somewhere and a. I think.
Oh, I got you beat. But go ahead.
No,
hold on.
If you say you have an Electra Blue life-size doll, we're gonna have a little serious talk here, okay?
I think I have most of the old Vivid figures somewhere.
We're
in a
talking
box.
About the same. We're talking about the same vein because I was given at Christmas last year. Year and a half ago. Yeah, it would have been a year and a half ago. I was invited to Christmas at Kylie Ireland's house. And she gave me what, just as a joke, but it was really sweet of her, one of her action figures, and signed it to me.
I have a signed Kylie figure in a box somewhere too.
And what's funny is because I remember when a friend of mine who was a big porn fan, he had bought all those action figures, and I remember him having that one. And so of course I have to send him a picture saying, "Hey, look, I got it for Christmas from the person," because she just happened to have like a box of them in the other room. So Rob, what are you looking forward to? What are your next month's box? What do you think you're going to have? Do you know?
I actually don't know.
It's a surprise.
It's a surprise. And I look forward to that surprise every month.
It's like Christmas once a month.
Exactly. It's kind of like, you know, you get to open it up and be like, all right, what is this? You know, what neat things are there going to be in there? Is it going to be?
Today is the first day I've heard about this whole thing, and I have to say, it's one of the smartest things I've heard in a long time. And I don't know how many companies are doing this or what products, but I can't. You know, I know that there's in like wine of the month clubs and things like that. There's, you know, pajamas of the month, but I can't. This whole idea of like a surprise with a bunch of things in it. Like, I don't know why, like, I don't know if movie studios are doing it yet or TV. Like, I can see this really catching on in all levels of entertainment or anything, really. I can't understand why, like, there's not the Doc Johnson box of the month where you're getting a supply of toys or...
Like, the Adam and Eve.
Yeah, you know, like, exactly. It's the greatest idea ever.
I mean, you could do it as an independent company.
Yeah.
And you could have, you know...
The sex box.
Exactly. And, I mean, you could go so far as to be...
I'm calling my lawyer
exactly.
right now.
as we're
I got
all
the, you,
going...
You keep
we're
talking. I'm going to get that URL.
Websites as we speak.
I just bought the URL. We're all
no,
good.
I mean, you would have where people would want to give, you know, either samples or very discounted stuff. You know, Doc Johnson, you know,
I'm
whoever. Serious. Anybody who has excess DVDs, you go through and say, Evil Angel, hey, we got 1,000 pieces on the thing, buy them off of us for X amount of dollars, put them in your box. I mean, it's not a bad business
model. I'm seriously looking right now for sex block
as he's doing that. Okay. Well, Rob, thank you for coming on and exposing us to this new thing to spend our money on.
Not a problem.
Exactly. And if anybody needs to visit the doctor, where can we find you at on the interwebs?
You can find me on Twitter as at Dr. Strong Geek. And I am on Instagram as just Strong Geek.
Strong Geek.
Yep.
Look at these geeks. They put it all together. Mr. Avery, as you're going through trying to find the domain to take over the world, where can we find you?
Well, first I let everybody know it sexablock.com is available, but at premium rates at $2,395, which I will not pay that much for.
So if it's out there, if you got the idea, take it and run. So we can find you on GoDaddy and where else?
you can find me on Dynadot as I'm searching for things there. Who cares where to find? You know where to
exactly.
find me.
Exactly. Well, my name is Maurice. You can find me on Twitter, MoXXX or Mox, as some people like to call me. And you can check out my blog, theaveragemo.com, where you can also see all sorts of photos, videos, and you can listen to this show. Thanks for listening.